Jeff Hawthor. I am 30 years old. The sentence uses the verb, avoir. Avoir. In the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form, j'ai. J'ai. Which means, I have. The word, Trent. Thought. Means, 30, and the word, ans. Or. Means, years. The expression, avoir. Avoir. Plus number plus ans. Or. Is used to express age. Je sais. I am trying. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contraction of. Je. I, and. Le. The. At the end of. Je. Is dropped for ease of pronunciation. Essay. Colon, this is the present tense, first person singular, I, of the verb. Essayer. To try. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions, which combine two words into one. Verb conjugation. The verb. Essayer. Is conjugated in the present tense to reflect the subject, I. Je m'y essaie. I'm trying it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun. Se. In the form. M. Which means, myself. The verb. Essayer. Means, to try, and in this context, the. E. Refers to something that was previously mentioned. The entire phrase indicates that the speaker is making an attempt at something that has been discussed. En avant. This is a simple imperative phrase meaning, forward, or onward. En avant. Is a combination of the preposition. En. Meaning, in, and the noun. Avant. Meaning, front. The word. Avant. Is often used in the context of time, or space, meaning, before, or, ahead. The combination of these words here is a common expression used to urge someone to move forward, physically or figuratively. Je ne suis pas sûr. I am not sure. This sentence is in the negative form. Using the negation, ni, pas, surrounding the verb, su is, to be. Je, is the subject pronoun, I. Ne, is the negative particle. Si, is the first person singular conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. Pas, is the negative adverb. Sûr. Means, sure, and is an adjective modifying the subject. Je ne me sens pas bien. I don't feel well. This sentence is in the je form, which is the first person singular pronoun. It means, I. Ne is a negative particle, meaning, not. Me is a reflexive pronoun. Meaning, myself. Sauce. Is the present tense of the verb. Sortir. Which means, to feel. Pas. Is a negative adverb, meaning, not. Bien. Is an adverb, meaning, well. So the full meaning of the sentence is, I don't feel well. Je ne vais pas bien. I am not feeling well. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed with ne plus pas plus vers. In this case, the verb is aller, which means to go, but is used in the context of feeling. Bien means well. This construction is similar to the English, not, but the order of the words is different. Je suis affaibli. I am weakened. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in its present tense form. Suis. I am, conjugated with the feminine pronoun. Je. I. The adjective. Affaibli. Weakened, is feminine, and agrees in gender with the subject. Je. J'essaye. I tried. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. Here is the breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have. It is a personal pronoun that agrees with the subject of the verb. A is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Essayer is the past participle of the verb essayer. To try, in the passé composé, with avoir. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, if there is one. In this case, there is no direct object, so the past participle remains unchanged. The passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir or être. To be, conjugated in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the main verb, with most verbs using avoir. J'ai tenté. I tried. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. This is a common contraction in French. A is the first person singular present tense of the verb avoir. To have. Tenté is the past participle of the verb tenté. To try. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common tense in French to express completed actions in the past. Ignore Tom. Ignore Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a direct command. Breakdown. Ignore, this is the imperative form of the verb. Ignore. To ignore. It is in the rouge form, meaning it is addressing you directly, either as a singular or plural audience. In this case, it is likely addressing you as a singular person. Tom, this is a proper noun, the name of a person. Meaning, the sentence instructs you to disregard Tom, to pay him no attention. Ne faites pas attention à lui. Don't pay attention to him. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Ne is the negative particle, meaning not. Faites is the second person plural form of the verb faire, to do, conjugated in the present tense. Attention is a noun meaning attention. A is a preposition meaning to or at. You is a pronoun meaning him. This sentence literally translates to do not do attention to him, but in English we use the phrase pay attention to convey the same meaning. Ignorez-le. Ignore him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Ignorez is the vous form of the verb ignorer. To ignore, the a ending indicates that the verb is in the imperative mood. Le is the direct object pronoun referring to a male person, in this case, him. Allô Let's go. This is a simple exclamation, a way of encouraging action. Allons. Is the first person plural present tense form of the verb. Aller. To go, meaning, let's go. Ignore-le. This translates to, ignore him. Ignore is the verb. Ignore. In the imperative mood. Le. Is the direct object pronoun, him. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. Here, it's a direct command to ignore someone. Est-ce que Tom est malade? Is Tom sick? This sentence is a simple question in the présent tense, meaning present tense. It uses the aversion structure, which is common in French questions. Here's a breakdown. Est-ce que? This is a common phrase used to form questions in French, similar to, is it not, in English. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, the person being asked about. This is the verb, to be, in the troisième personne du singulier. Meaning, third person singular. This is used, because, Tom, is a singular subject. Malade. This is an adjective meaning, sick, or, ill. So, the entire sentence is asking, is it that Tom is sick? Which is the same as asking, is Tom sick? Tom est-il malade? Is Tom sick? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. Est-il is the verb, to be, in the third person singular, present tense, interrogative form. Malade is the adjective, sick, in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject, Tom. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus adjective. Tom est-il fou? Is Tom crazy? This sentence is a question in the present tense, and uses the aversion structure, which is common in French questions. Is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, and is used here as an auxiliary verb. Il is the subject pronoun for he, but is omitted in this case, because it is followed by a noun. Fou is the adjective meaning crazy or mad, and agrees in gender with the subject, Tom. Tom est-il en colère? Is Tom angry? This sentence uses the verb conjugation, which is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. The phrase en colère literally means in anger, and is used to indicate that someone is angry. The il he is implied in the sentence structure. Tom est-il fâché? Is Tom angry? This sentence is a simple interrogative sentence in the present tense. Est-il is the verb, to be, conjugated in the third person singular of the present tense, used to ask a question. Fâché is the adjective, angry, which is masculine singular to match the subject, Tom. Est-il occupé? Is he busy? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense. Let's break it down. Est-il is the conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the third person singular of the present tense. It acts as a helping verb in this sentence. Occupé is an adjective meaning busy. The question asks whether the person in question is currently busy. Edil ba? Is he tall? The sentence. Edil ba? Uses the inversion structure, a common way to form questions in French. Here's the breakdown. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense. Il. Is the third person singular pronoun, he. Ah. Is an adjective meaning, tall. The inversion of the subject and verb creates the question structure, similar to, is he tall? In English. Est bleu? Is it blue? This sentence is a simple question asking if something is blue. Breakdown. S is a contraction of Edil, which means, is it the sir? Is a placeholder for the subject, which is understood to be the thing being discussed. Bleu means blue. This is an adjective describing the color of the subject. Key concepts. Contractions. The use of S is a common contraction in French. Subject-verb agreement. The verb is conjugated to agree with the implied subject, even though it's not explicitly stated. Adjectives. The adjective bleu modifies the subject, telling us its color. Est fait? Is it done? The sentence uses the S structure, which is a formal way of asking a question in French. It is equivalent to, is it? In English. The word fait is the past participle of the verb faire, which means to do or to make. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, is it done? C'est pas vrai, me. That's not true, tell me. Here's a breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning, it is, and acts as the subject of the sentence. Pas means not, and acts as a negation. Vrai means true, and acts as the adjective describing the subject. Be is the imperative form of the verb dire, meaning say or tell. It is used as a command, adding a sense of disbelief or challenge. The sentence translates to, it's not true, tell me, emphasizing a strong feeling of disbelief. C'est gratuit. Is it free? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense. C'est is a contraction of the subject pronoun. Il. It, and the verb. Is. Gratuit. Is an adjective meaning, free. Gratuit. Is masculine singular to agree with the implied subject. Il. It. The question mark indicates it is a question. Est difficile? Is it difficult? This sentence is a question in the est que construction, which is a common way to form questions in French. Est is a contraction of est-il. Is it difficile? Is an adjective meaning difficult. The entire sentence is asking, is it difficult? Est de l'amour? Is this love? This sentence is a question in the présent tense, meaning present tense. It uses the aversion format for questions. In French, this means the verb comes before the subject. S is a contraction of the verb être, to be, and the pronoun ce. This, and it means, is this. the pronoun.
L'amour.
Love acts as the subject, which is usually placed after the verb in a question. The question mark at the end signifies the interrogative nature of the sentence.
Es chouette.
Is that cool? The sentence.
Es chouette.
Is a question asking if something is cool or nice. ESTC is a contraction of ESTC que, which means, is it, in English. Chouette is a slang word that means cool or nice. The sentence translates directly as, is it cool?
Est-ce sûr?
Is that certain? The sentence.
Est-ce sûr?
Is a question in the French language. Is a contraction of.
Est-ce,
which literally means, is it?
Sûr.
Means, certain, or, sure. This sentence directly translates to, is it certain? But is used to express a question of doubt, or uncertainty. It's like asking, are you sure? Or, are you positive?
Est-ce en danger?
Is it safe? This sentence uses the
est,
which is a contraction of
est-il.
Is it, and,
sir.
This, it is a very common way to ask a question about something in French.
Sans danger
means without danger, and is the opposite of
dangereux.
Dangerous.
Est-ce inoffensif?
Is it harmless? The phrase
est
is a contraction of
est-il,
which is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, it acts as a question word, similar to is it.
Inoffensif
is an adjective meaning harmless. So the full sentence translates to is it harmless?
Est-il l'heure?
Is it time? This is a simple question asking if it is a particular time. Breakdown. This is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. It is used in questions.
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun meaning he slash it, and refers to the time.
L'heure.
This is the feminine noun, time, which is contracted from la heure. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees with the subject, il, in the third person singular. Contraction. L, is a contracted form of le, plus la, question formation. Questions in French often begin with an inverted subject-verb order.
C'est vrai.
That's true. This is a simple question that uses the verb
être,
to be, in the third person singular form
est,
and the adjective
vrai,
true. The literal translation is, it is true. But in English, we usually just say, that's true. The phrase
c'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This slash that, and is, and it often acts as a subject pronoun. In this case,
c'est
refers to something previously mentioned or understood.
Bien.
Come. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Bien
is the informal imperative form of the verb
venir,
to come.
Est-ce cela?
This is it. The phrase
est-ce cela
is a question that translates directly to is this it? Here is a breakdown.
Est
is a contraction of the verb
être,
to be, and the pronoun
ce.
this, and translates as, is this. Cela is the pronoun, this, or that, and is used here to refer to a previously understood object, or concept. This phrase is used to confirm something, ask for clarification, or express doubt. It can also be used as a response to a question to indicate that something is correct, or accurate.
Armadillacy.
Is that the way it is? This sentence utilizes an inversion structure, which is common in French, especially in questions. Let's break it down.
Ah.
This is a contraction of
ar plus air,
meaning, in it. It acts as a pronoun representing the previous context, or subject, acting as a placeholder for the implied subject.
Va.
The third person singular form of the verb, to go, in the present tense.
Te.
This is the third person singular pronoun, standing in for the implied subject.
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun, again representing the implied subject.
Ainsi.
This adverb means, thus, or, in this way. The sentence literally translates to, in it goes he thus. However, the meaning is that the way it is?
On est il ainsi?
Is it so? This sentence uses the
inversion
construction, which is common in French for questions. It literally translates to, is it thus? But in English, we would typically say, is it so? Here's the breakdown. N is a pronoun, in this case, standing in for a previously mentioned idea, or situation. It can be translated as, it, or, so. EST is the third person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be, in the present tense. Il is the interrogative particle, indicating a question. It follows the verb in.
Inversion.
Constructions. Ainsi means, thus, or, in this way. Together, the sentence asks, if something is true, or if a situation is as described.
Est-ce le cas?
Is that the case? This sentence is a simple interrogative sentence, a question, in French. Let's break it down.
Est-ce?
This is the contracted form of
est-il,
which means, is it?
The
ce is a pronoun standing in for the subject, which is implied by the context of the question. It is a contraction for
cela,
meaning that, and is usually used to refer to something that has been mentioned or understood previously.
Le.
This is the definite article, meaning the
car.
This is the noun, case, and is the subject of the sentence. The sentence is asking if the previously mentioned case is true.
Ça arrive.
That happens.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that.
Arrive
is the third person singular form of the verb
arriver,
which means to happen. The entire phrase is a common French expression that means it happens or that happens. It is used to express that something is common, or expected, or that it is not a big deal.
Ça se produit.
This happens. The sentence is a very simple, short and common French phrase used to express that something is normal, or expected. Breakdown.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that, or it.
Ce
is a reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of the verb is performed on the subject itself.
Probably
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Probably,
meaning to happen or to occur. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. Sir is a reflexive pronoun, used when the subject of the verb performs the action on itself. This is common in French, and can be found in many common phrases like se coucher, to go to bed, or se lever, to get up. Impersonal construction. The sentence is in an impersonal construction, meaning it does not have a specific subject. The action is simply stated, without attributing it to a particular person or thing. This construction is common in French to express general truths or observations, like, it rains, or, it is cold.
Ça peut arriver parfois.
This can happen sometimes. The sentence is in the
présent
tense, which is used to describe general truths or habitual actions.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that or it.
The
ça can refer to a situation, an event, or an idea that has been previously mentioned.
Peut
is the third person singular form of the verb
pouvoir,
which means to be able to or to be possible.
Arriver
is the verb to happen or to occur. It is in the
affinitive
form, which is used here after the modal verb
pouvoir.
Parfois means sometimes, and indicates that the event is not always occurring.
Il est 7h30.
It is 7:30. This sentence uses the
il est
construction, which is a common way to express the time in French.
Il
is the third person singular form of the verb
être,
to be, and
est
is its present tense conjugation.
Sept
is the French word for seven, and is the plural form of the word for hour.
Trente
means 30.
Ça importe.
It doesn't matter.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that.
Apporte
is a verb in the third person singular form of the present indicative. It is a conjugated form of the verb
apporter,
which means to matter or to be important. Ça importe literally means that matters. However, because this is a negative sentence, we translate it as it doesn't matter.
Ça coûte.
That counts. Breakdown.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that or it.
Coûte
is the third person singular form of the verb
coûter,
meaning to count or to matter. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions, combining words like
ce
and
la
to form
ça.
Verb conjugation. The verb
coûter
is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form, to agree with the implied subject, it.
Venez.
Come. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning a command.
Venez
is the informal, plural form of the verb
venir,
to come. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the command.
Fuyons.
Let's flee. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or a request.
The verb
fuir means to flee and is conjugated in the first person plural.
Nous.
We. This means the command is directed at multiple people, including the speaker. The exclamation point emphasizes the urgency of the command.
Set a porta.
This is important. The sentences.
Se. A porta.
Se. Is a contraction of.
Se.
This, and.
E.
Is.
A porta.
Means important. So, this sentence literally means, this is important.
C'était Tom.
It was Tom. The sentence uses the
imparfait
tense of the verb
être
to be in the third person singular form, which is
était.
The
imparfait
is used to describe a past action or state that was ongoing or habitual. In this case, it's used to describe something that was true in the past.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
était.
Tom is the subject of the sentence.
C'était grand.
It was great. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb
être
to be. The past participle.
Grand.
Big modifies the subject.
C'est.
It, which is a contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Est.
Is.
Ça s'est bien passé.
It went well. This sentence uses the.
Ce.
Reflexive pronoun, which refers back to an action or event. Here, it's implied to be the action described earlier in the conversation.
Bien
means well, and
passé
is the verb to go in the past tense.
Ça va brûler.
This will burn. Breakdown.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that. Here it is used as a pronoun to refer to something previously understood or implied.
Va
is the third person singular of the present tense of the verb
aller,
meaning to go. In this case, it is used as an auxiliary verb to express the future tense.
Brûler
is a verb meaning to burn. The sentence is in the future tense, implying that something will burn in the near future.
Cela guérira.
This will heal.
Cela
is a pronoun that means this or that, and it refers to the
guérir,
which means to heal. In this sentence, the verb
guérira
is in the future tense, indicating that the healing will happen in the future. The future tense in French is formed with the infinitive of the verb plus the ending.
Ah.
For the third person singular.
Ça fonctionnera.
It will work. This sentence uses the future simple tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Allez.
Followed by the infinitive. In this case,
fonctionner
is the infinitive.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that or it. Therefore, the sentence translates to it will work because
ça
refers to the subject of the sentence, which is implied and understood in the context.
Ça marchera.
It will work. This is a very informal sentence.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that or it.
Marchera
is the future tense of
marcher,
which means to work. It is a common verb. Cela fonctionnera. This will work. The sentence uses the third person singular form of the verb. Fonctionner. Which means, to work, or, to function. The subject of the sentence is cela, which is a pronoun meaning that, or it, and is a placeholder for a previously mentioned noun, or for something implied in the context. C'est une passade. It's a fling. The sentence uses the verb être to be in its third person singular form. Est. Conjugated with the definite article une. A slash an, and the noun. Passade. Fling. The phrase is very common, and indicates that the relationship is not serious, or long-lasting. Secouez-vous. Shake yourself. This is an imperative verb. Secouez. Meaning shake, and the vous is the formal plural you. So the sentence is telling multiple people to shake themselves. Vous is often translated as you, but when talking to a group is more accurately translated as y'all, or you guys. The verb is in the vous form, and the present tense. The vous ending on the verb is the giveaway for the formal plural you. C'est une tocade. This is a fad. The sentence is very simple. C'est is the contraction of ce, this, and est is, which literally translates to this is. Une is the indefinite article, a tocade is the noun, fad. C'est un phénomène de mode. This is a fashion phenomenon. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is. Is the indefinite article, a slash an, for a masculine noun. Phénomène means phenomenon. De means of. Mode means fashion. C'est un renard. This is a fox. The sentence uses the c'est, which is a contraction of ce, this, and est is. Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns. Renard is masculine singular. C'est vivant. It's alive. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. C'est is the contraction of ce, this slash that, and est is. Vivant is an adjective meaning alive in this context. It's an adjective, so it agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. The noun here is implied by the context, the thing that is alive. C'est terrible. That's terrible. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which is a common way to express a statement of being in French. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is. Terrible is an adjective meaning terrible in English. So, the sentence is literally, this is terrible. C'est affreux. That is awful. C'est is a contraction of ce, which means this, and est, which is the third person singular form of the verb to be. Affreux is an adjective meaning awful or terrible. It is an adjective that modifies the noun that is understood to be this, which is implied from the contraction. C'est. C'est horrible. That is horrible. This is a simple sentence using the pronoun c'est, which is a contraction of ce, this, and est, is. Horrible is an adjective describing the subject of the sentence, which is implied, but not explicitly stated. Ça a commencé. It has begun. This sentence uses the impersonal pronoun ça, which means it, in this context. The verb commencer is in the present perfect tense, which is used to describe an action that started in the past and is still relevant in the present. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense a, and the past participle commencer. Breakdown ça equals it a equals has commencé equals begun. C'est du pipeau tout ça. That's all. Pipeau. This is a very informal and colloquial way to say that's all nonsense slash rubbish slash bullshit. Say, this is a contraction of c'est. It is du. This is a partitive article used before a noun to indicate an indefinite quantity. Here it means some or any. Pipeau, this is a slang word for nonsense or rubbish. It is very informal. Tautsa, this means all that and refers to the subject of the conversation. The entire phrase means that's all nonsense, and is used to express strong disagreement or disbelief in what someone has just said. Secoue-toi. This means, shake yourself. The sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Secoue is the second person singular imperative form of the verb secouer, which means, to shake. Toi means, you. Secoue-toi is a very common expression in French that can be used in a variety of situations, for example, to encourage someone to be more energetic, or to get moving. C'est encombrant. This is bulky. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est, is. It's the third person singular form of the verb être. To be. Encombrant is an adjective meaning bulky or cumbersome. Key concept. This sentence is a simple declarative statement using the verb to be in the present tense. C'est bon marché. It is inexpensive. This sentence uses the être verb conjugated in the third person singular est to agree with the subject c'est, which is a contraction of ce and est, meaning it is. Bon is an adjective modifying the noun marché, which means market. Bon marché together means inexpensive. C'est propre. It is clean. This sentence is a simple statement using the être verb, which means to be. C'est is the contracted form of C plus EST, meaning it is. Proper means clean. The sentence literally translates to it is clean. C'est clair. It is clear. This is a simple sentence using the être verb, meaning to be. The structure is c'est colon contraction of ce, this, and est is clair. Colon, adjective meaning, clear. The sentence is in the third person singular, which is used for impersonal statements.
S'approche.
It is close. This sentence uses the être verb, which is used to express a state of being. In this case, the state of being is close. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and est is
proche
is an adjective meaning close. Il est tôt. It is early. This sentence is very simple. It uses the third person singular form of the verb être. Être. Which means to be. The subject is il. Il. Which means he or it. The adjective tot. Tôt. Means early. C'est marrant. That's funny. This sentence is a simple statement expressing amusement. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning this is. Marrant is an adjective meaning funny or amusing. This sentence is commonly used in informal settings to express a light-hearted reaction to something amusing. C'est drôle. It's funny. This is a simple sentence that uses the verb être to be in its third person singular form. Est. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and est and drôle means funny. Drôle is an adjective that modifies the implied subject, it. C'est rigolo. That's funny. This sentence is a simple statement using the être verb to be conjugated in the third person singular. C'est. It is followed by the adjective rigolo. Funny. C'est vert. It is green. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. C'est is the contracted form of il est, meaning it is. Vert means green. Allez, on y va. Let's go. This is a common and informal phrase in French. Allez means go. O means we and is used as a contraction of nous. E is a pronoun that refers to a previously mentioned place or thing, in this case, there. Va is the third person plural of the verb aller, which means to go. So, the sentence literally translates to go, we go there, but it is used as a more idiomatic expression meaning, let's go, or, come on, let's go. C'est de la magie. This is magic. The sentence is, c'est de la magie. C'est is the contraction of ce and est, meaning it is. De is a preposition meaning of or from, and here introduces the noun phrase. La is the definite article meaning the. Magie is the noun magic. Therefore, the complete sentence means it is magic. C'est mon CD. This is my CD. The sentence uses the c'est construction, a common way to say this is or that is in French. C'est is a contraction of ce, this slash that, and is. Mu is a possessive adjective meaning my and modifies.
CD.
CD.
Il fait nuit.
It is night. This sentence is very simple in French. It uses the
il,
which is the third person singular of the pronoun
il,
which means he
or
it.
Faire
is the third person singular of the verb
faire,
which means
to do
or
to make.
But in this case, it is used to describe a state of being.
Nuit
is the noun.
Night.
So, the sentence literally translates to
it makes night.
However, in English we use the verb
to be
to express the state of being.
C'est pour moi.
This is for me. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning this is.
Pour
means for.
Moi
means me. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the pronoun
moi
after a preposition.
Pour.
In French, after prepositions, you generally use the pronoun
moi
rather than
je. C'est du pipeau tout ça.
That's all nonsense. Say, this is the contraction of
ce.
This, and is a common grammatical feature in French. Du, this is the masculine singular form of the definite article
de
of slash some, used before a noun. Pipeau, this word means nonsense or rubbish and is commonly used in informal settings. Tout ça, this phrase means all that or all of this. The sentence is a common expression in French, meaning the speaker considers the subject under discussion to be completely untrue or fabricated.
C'est du bidou.
That's a load of
bidou,
meaning nonsense or fake. Explanation. C'est is the contraction of
ce.
This and is a common way to express it is in French. Du is a contraction of
de
of and
le.
The, making it similar to of the in English. Bidon is a slang word for something that is fake or nonsense. This phrase expresses a strong opinion that something is not genuine or believable.
C'est silencieux.
It is silent. This is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. C'est is the contraction of
il est.
It is. This contraction is common in French, particularly with the third person singular pronoun
il.
He or
elle.
She, when followed by the verb
être.
To be. Silencia is an adjective meaning silent. It agrees in gender and number with the subject
il,
which is masculine and singular.
C'est calme.
It is calm. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. C'est is the contraction of
il est,
which means it is. The subject is implied as the sentence refers to the general atmosphere or state. Calm is an adjective meaning calm and agrees in gender and number with the implied subject.
C'est prêt.
It is ready. This sentence is very simple and utilizes the following.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is, in this case, is the third person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Prêt.
This is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. Therefore,
c'est prêt.
Literally means, this is ready, but is understood as, it is ready, in English.
C'est juste.
That's right. The sentence is, c'est just.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning, this is.
Juste
means, right, or, correct. So the sentence literally means, this is right, but is commonly translated as, that's right, in English.
Allez.
Let's go. Or go. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. The verb.
Allez.
Means, to go. In this case, it's in the informal imperative form, which is used for addressing one or more people directly.
C'est plus sûr.
It is safer. The sentence is in the affirmative form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be. Si.
C'est.
Is the contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Est.
Is, in the third person singular present tense. Plus.
Plus.
Means more, or in this case, safer.
Sûr.
Sûr. Means sure.
Plus sûr.
Together mean safer.
C'est mignon.
It's cute. This sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which means, it is, or, this is.
Mignon
is an adjective meaning, cute, or, adorable. The sentence is a simple statement of opinion, expressing the speaker's fondness for something.